You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was perplexed because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had risen. Herod said, John, I beheaded. But who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. Here ends the reading. What does it look like to have total reliance upon God? Jesus sends his disciples out in this passage, giving them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, proclaiming the kingdom of God and healing. As they go, they are to totally and completely rely on God to provide. The urgency of the gospel message should compel the disciples to be able to move quickly and lightly. No staff, no bag, no extra snacks. Don't take money, but rely on others to provide for you along the way. Don't even take a change of clothes, Jesus says, two tunics. And don't be going house to house looking for the best accommodations. But when you enter a house, stay there until you leave. And if they won't receive you in a particular place, once you have proclaimed the nearness of the kingdom of God, and move on. Always keep moving on, and if the message is rejected, shake the dust off your feet and move on. If only we today would share just a measure of that urgency and commitment to sharing good news with anyone and everyone who would listen. There was a time when our forebears in the old countries sent pastors and laity together to evangelize North America. There was a time when Lutherans planted congregations on every crossroads to provide the gospel proclamation in every community. In a culture where secularism has convinced many that all roads lead to God and that there is no one true path, there's little urgency anymore for the spread of the gospel. Surely, the world says, love will win and all will be saved by a gracious God who cares little how you come to him or conceive of him. How do we reconcile such an attitude with Jesus' words? I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, as it says in John 14:6. In a time when some in Islam seek to create a world caliphate, in a time when darkness envelops homes and families through mental illness, PTSD, and addiction, in a time when Satan is working through aggressive secularism to lead people away from God, urgency is needed once again. Go therefore and proclaim the kingdom of God. Make disciples and baptize and teach them all that Jesus commands. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as you send us out, give us courage to speak and mouths to proclaim. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. Talk with spouse or friend or church group about the urgency of the gospel.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.